We are in Hilchas Brachas. We're up to Simon Reish Hey, and we'll be doing Sif Aleph. Al Hayirakis Mevarach Borei Pri Ha'adama Vafilu Bishlam. On vegetables, one says a Borei Pri Ha'adama, even though they are cooked. V'chein Peros V'kitnias Shetovim Chaim U'mavusholim. The same goes for fruits and beans that are good when they're raw and good when they're cooked. Mevarach Aleim L'achar Bishulam K'vrechasim Haru'il Lehem. You make the proper bracha on them, kodem shebishel. Anything that is good, whether it is cooked or eaten raw, you make the rightful bracha on it, whether it's cooked or it is raw. But in a case of dried beans, for example, where no one eats them until they're cooked, if you would not make a Borei Pri Ha'adama on that, you'd make a shakol at best. Now, also, what is the Mechaber saying here? That if they're good in either case, you can make the eitz or adama. In either case, we had learned before back in Reish Beis that even if they're equally good, but if most people are mocked to eat them only one way, then if you eat it the other way, the halacha would be that you say a shakol. Further, aval kra v'silka ukru v'kayotzebem shetovim uvusholim yosir mechaim. Whereas those vegetables that people do not eat raw, they'll cook them, which would be the case of zucchini. Silka, which either means beets or beet leaves, and kruv is cabbage, where people eat them better cooked than raw. Kashem chayim avarach shakol. When they're raw, you say a shakol. Olachar bishulam borei pri adama. And after you cook them, you say a borei pri adama. V'tumi v'karti, whereas shum and karti. Which is leek, kashehin chayim borer pri ha'adama la'achash abishlam sha'akol. They are eaten raw, and that's when you say a borer pri ha'adama. When you cook them, they're not as good, and you say a sha'akol. Haga, says the Rama, why is that? The mechshavi nishtana legreyesa. They're considered that they went down because you cooked them, because you processed them. Vafilu bishlam im basar v'nishtap huena shevach mitzad atzman l'mitzad abasar shebehem. And even if you cook them with meat and they got taste and they got better, it's not because they got cooked. It's the meat taste that made them taste good, the meat flavor. But they're not really better being cooked, and therefore it's bracha ishakol. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah goes through a lot of different examples, and one has to be very careful here because some of the examples we even saw in the Shulchan Aruch are different than the way we eat things today. First of all, we spoke about in the Shulchan Aruch cabbage. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that raw cabbage is shahakol, whereas if it is either cooked or it is pickled, as in the case of sauerkraut, the halacha would be there that you make a borei pri ha'adama. Now the Bir Halacha mentions that in a place where people are going to eat a raw cabbage, then it's brachas borei pri ha'adama. It seems that today it's quite common for people to eat raw cabbage. So its bracha would still be a borei pri ha'adama, not only when it's cooked. Lettuce, even though they're raw, borei pri ha'adama. If you have them with meat, they're tuffel to the meat, but we'll get into that soon. Now, old onions, which are very, very old, very, very sharp, old onions, old garlic, the derech is not to eat them raw. The truth of the matter is, the Mishnah Berurah says that in his place, people didn't eat raw onions altogether, and therefore its bracha is shakol. So here also, today, in any place where people don't normally eat raw onions on their own or raw garlic on its own, if they do, the bracha they would say on it would be shakol, because it's lava dayta dachanati. That's not what it is grown for. And everything the Mishnah Berurah says depends on minig ha'makom, what's normal to your place. In a case of onions that were fried, if they're fried in a way that people would normally eat them, then of course the brach would be borei pri ha'adama. Now what happens if you're having meat with vegetables? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if the only reason that you're eating the vegetables is really to give taste to the meat, then the halacha is it would be tuffel to it. But if you want to eat vegetables, then they stand out in their own right. They would not be tuffel to the meat. So say, for example, you have to have vegetables because the meat is too dry and you can't swallow it. So there, it's bracha. The bracha on the whole thing would be shakol. But if you have vegetables because you want your meat and you also want vegetables, especially because it's healthy, the halacha is you make separate brachas.